Reading for August 17th, entitled, Using Your Talent of Influence. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Romans chapter 14, verse 7. There is constant temptation for human beings to consider that any influence they have gained is the result of something valuable in themselves. The Lord does not work with these, for he will not give to any human being the glory that belongs to his own name. God would have everyone under his supervision and recognize that to God belongs all the glory of their success. If the human worker will walk in all humility of mind, looking to God, trusting in him, working out his own salvation with fear and trembling, the Lord will cooperate with him. It is God that works in us to do his will for his own name's glory. He will give his wisdom, his divine power to everyone who is doing his service. He makes the humble, trustful servant his representative, the one who will not lift himself up and think of himself more highly than he ought to think. The life of such an one will be dedicated to God as a living sacrifice, and that life he will accept and use and sustain. Our life is not our own. It is Christ's life. All is his, and we are to spend our powers in doing the will of God. Watch and pray, spend and be spent in doing his will from the heart. Carry every entrusted capability as a sacred treasure to be used in imparting to others the knowledge and grace received. Nehemiah, after gaining so great an influence over the Persian monarch in whose court he lived and over his people in Jerusalem, instead of ascribing praise to his own excellent traits of character, his remarkable aptness and energy, stated the manner just as it was. He declared that his success was due to the good hand of God that was upon him. He cherished the truth that God was his safeguard in every position of influence. For every trait of character by which he obtained favor, he praised the working power of God. And God gave him wisdom, because he did not exalt himself. The Lord taught him how to use the gifts entrusted to him to the very best advantage, and under the supervision of God, these talents gained other talents. Every jot of influence is to be appreciated as the gift of God. The eye of the mind is to be single to the glory of God. Then the sense of responsibility will increase. Our talents will be put out to the exchangers to increase and double. There are hundreds of men and women who, if they had a proper appreciation of the heavenly trust, would go diligently and earnestly to work to use what they have. Taken from Letter 83, dated August 17, 1898, to a leading minister in Australia.